Hello, this is a 5-minute podcast for beginner English learners by Nassim. In this episode, we're going to learn how to talk about time in English. We will talk about the parts of the day, and then we will learn different ways to say the time.Every day has four main parts: the morning, the afternoon, the evening, and the night. These words help us explain when things happen. Let's start with the morning. The morning is the first part of the day. The sun rises, people wake up, and the world becomes busy. In the morning, people usually eat breakfast, get ready for work or school, and start their activities. For example, I wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning. I eat breakfast at 7:30 in the morning.Now we have the afternoon. The afternoon is the middle part of the day. People eat lunch, work, study, or continue their plans. For example, I eat lunch at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I study English in the afternoon. After that, we haveThe evening. Evening is the time after work or school. People go home, relax, cook dinner, or spend time with family. For example, I have dinner at 7 o'clock in the evening. I relax in the evening. And finally, there is the night.Night is the quiet part of the day. It's dark outside. People rest, read a book, or get ready to sleep. For example, I go to bed at 11 o'clock at night. Now, let's talk about how to say the time. We can say the timeIn different ways. The first way is to use numbers. It's 3 o'clock. It's 6 o'clock. The second way is to talk about minutes. For example, it's 7:15. It's 8:30. It's 10:45. But in English,We also use past, two, quarter, and half. Let's look at some examples. When it is 15 minutes after an hour, we say, it's a quarter past, like it's a quarter past 7. This means 7:15. When it is 30 minutes after an hour, we say, it's half past the hour. For example, it's 7:30. This means 7:30. When it is 15 minutes before an hour, we say, it's a quarter, like it's 7:45. This means 7:45.We use past for minutes after the hour. For example, it's 3:10. This means 3:10. We use to for minutes before the next hour. For example, it's 5:20. This means 4:40.These time expressions help us describe our day more clearly. Before we finish, think about your own day. What time do you wake up? What time do you eat lunch? What time do you relax? Try to answer the expressions from today's lesson. Thank you for listening to this English podcast. See you next time.